Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 11 of the Pixelated Sausage Podcast for July 3rd, 2013. I am your host, Mark Kuznets.
You weren't expecting the last name, were you?
I figured, why not? Why not? It makes me sound more professional, doesn't it?
Really?
No, not really. But if you've, you know, seen my name on the site or on Twitter and you've been like, how the hell do you say that bunch of bullshit? Now you know. Kuznets. Guess where I get my nickname of Kush from? It's not because I smoke a lot of weed. I've never smoked weed. Anyway. What I want to talk about this episode is a little movie called The Heat. And probably I might end up talking more so about the movie-going experience when I saw that. So, I saw it on Friday when it came out. And the first thing I did was try to get to this one theater in Melrose Park. I'm going to be talking specifics, so if you're in the general Chicago area or know anything, then you'll know what I'm talking about. If not, I'll do my best to try and say exactly what it is. But I went to Melrose Park. I went there trying to go see the movie. Behind a train for like 10 minutes. Got there too late. The parking lot was packed, and I figured, why not? Why even bother? Just so you know, Melrose Park is not really a white neighborhood. So I'm sure nobody was really seeing a movie about two white women. They were probably all seeing White House Down where there's a black president. Don't call me a racist. It's usually true. I mean, that theater had Big Mama's House 3 for what I imagine was like maybe a month. Which is just, I mean, that's talent. That's all you need to know. They eat up Tyler Perry movies. I'm not racist. But I ended up then going to another theater, the Pickwick, which is, what is it, Park Ridge or something? But it is the exact opposite of Melrose Park. It is a very white neighborhood. And the crowd for The Heat was a mass. Just like it was like all old people, like 50s and 60s, you know, I'd say more so in the 60s. It kind of shocked me. I was a bit surprised by that. But that's not really the point of any of this. I don't even know. When the movie started, not when the movie, but during the entire time of the movie, this audience, more so than any audience I can remember in recent history, ate up this fucking entire movie like crazy. They were laughing their balls off. I don't know. Balls did not feel right coming out. You could hear it. It struggled to get out. Those balls did not want to come out. But they were just laughing like crazy. And that it was so annoying because they would laugh so loud and so long and not always at something I would think people would genuinely laugh at or would usually laugh at. And the problem is they'd laugh over lines. They'd laugh over continuations of the jokes they were laughing at. And it's part of my problem. Like, I guess it's nice to have a crowd that's so into a movie that they laugh audibly and often. But for me, it was just very annoying and frustrating because I want to hear what the characters on screen are saying because that's why I'm at the movie. But then all these people are just laughing like crazy. And the biggest problem was that there was just one of those like, like that kind of laugh. And what I just did, imagine that 10 times worse. That's the one laugher. And there was the loudest laugher of the entire room, of the entire auditorium. And I wanted to smack him. And also behind me, I've had problems with these kind of people before, like in movies that are subtitled, but there was an old couple behind me and the husband, he couldn't hear not well enough. And he would often, you know, ask his wife, oh, what do they say? What do they say? And then she would repeat a line that was just spoken on screen. And I can't stand that. If you can't hear a movie, especially at a theater where the speakers are usually very loud, though I will admit the Pickwick, the audio is usually shit there. But even so, if you're hard of hearing, then don't go out to a theater because it's very, I don't want to say it's disrespectful, but it's just, it's not appreciated when other people are trying to listen and you can't help but hear you doing this. And like, I remember a past time, I can't remember what movie, I think, yeah, it was Inglourious Basterds. One of the same thing, old couple, the husband, he couldn't read the subtitles. And every time they were on, she would be telling him exactly what they said. And it was really, really annoying. But the actual movie, The Heat, starring Sandra Bullock and, what, Megan McCarthy? It's Megan, right? Jenny McCarthy's cousin, which I remember being shocked when I found that out. Not because they're very different in terms of, I mean, they do kind of look the same in the face, but just sort of, and they're, I would even say personality wise, they have a lot of similarities. I had no idea that, what's that? Yeah, I have no idea that Jenny McCarthy has relatives. No, I just had no idea that she had any relatives who were within the entertainment industry, I'd say. But the movie was, it was pretty good. I think I remember hearing that it was originally, well, Megan's character was originally supposed to be a man. I don't know if they were both supposed to be a man. I don't know if this is the movie that was going to be starring, like the reprising of working together between Ryan Reynolds and Sandra Bullock. But if so, if that was true, that Megan's character was originally supposed to be a man, I'm happy that they turned it into a woman. And I think it would have been horrible if it was a man, because, and if nothing else had changed, because then this would have been one hell of a, like, womanizing, horrible movie. Because the way she acts, if that was a man doing what she did, that would, it would not work. And I don't think there would, I don't, I'm assuming that a lot of changes had to be made to the script when that was decided. But I really liked the movie. Admittedly, I am a fan of Sandra Bullock, though I'm not going to say I love everything she does, but I am a fan of hers. She was my first ever celebrity crush way back. I think it was from Speed. I'm not sure. I think that was her first big movie, right? Why am I asking you? Like, you're going to tell me? It was either Speed or, like, While You Were Sleeping. Or no, she was not. She wasn't my first celebrity crush. Sarah Michelle Gellar was back. And I'm an original fan of hers. I had a crush on her when she was on All My Children. And I wrote to her, and she sent me back an autographed picture of herself and a handwritten letter. Blue pen on pink paper. And it was destroyed in the flood of Cicero. The flood of my house when I lived in Cicero and our basement. It was like 2 feet of water. Lots of things were destroyed then. But The Heat. this is not at all about The Heat, is it? What the hell is beeping? I don't know. But I really enjoy The Heat. I think there are times where it's just sort of, Megan's character was a bit too outlandish and, just vulgar with her language. It just sort of like, oh man, like, I don't know if she would be as crazy as she was. Like, it's a bit too over the top at times, but they really played well off each other. Sandra Bullock was basically playing her character from The Proposal, and her character that she plays a lot, this, like, more uptight, like, you know, stick up the ass person who needs to just loosen up, which she plays it well, but I would really like to see her, and maybe I'm forgetting something, but I would like to see her do something that's a bit different in the coming future. But yeah, it was good. Trying to think of things that really stood out. It was funny. Michael McDonald was in it as a bad guy, the one from Mad TV. But I don't like that he has that name, because every time I see it, I think of the singer, and I was expecting to see him. I was also thinking of Michael McDowell, I think. Clockwork Orange dude, the bad guy in Tank Girl. So I kept waiting for him to pop up in the movie. I'm like, where the hell is he? He never showed up. But yeah, it was good. It was funny. It went by, you know, the pacing was pretty good. I definitely recommend seeing it. It was a solid, solid comedy. And those aren't so common these days, I wouldn't say. I'd also recommend This Is the End, though I think This Is the End more so had, so it had funnier moments, but it was more so like there are these great moments, and in between there are times where it's just really slow and it's just like, whatever. But I think overall The Heat was very just well paced from beginning to end. So yeah, I would really recommend checking it out. It's quality. Quality H2O. And there are some really good bits in it. So yeah, I don't know what else to say. I got into another argument about Under the Dome with someone today, so I'm just losing my shit. Shopping for a camera, that's annoying. But that is all for this episode of the Pixelated Sausage Podcast. If you saw The Heat and you have your own thoughts on it, you know, leave a comment. PixelatedSausage.com, that's where you will find this post and many other posts. And you should also check out the other podcast I do with my buddy Rob called Pixelated Radio. You can find that on the site as well. And you can find it on iTunes along with this podcast. Rate both of these shows only if you love them. If you don't do anything. Don't do anything you'll regret in the morning. You should also check out some other great podcasts like the Sign In Podcast at signinpodcast.com. And always remember that when you're listening to the Sign In Podcast, the one who calls himself Jeremy, that guy's a grade A douchebag. The one who calls himself Craig, he is a sweet, kind, loving, perfect human being. And you have to keep that in mind. The one who calls himself Sean, he's a crazy guy. He's a swinger. I don't know what that means. You should also check out the To It A Nerd comic cast at toitanerd.com to talk about comics. I'm very, very excited. I may even podcast about it when I read everything that happened, but that Image Comics is going to be selling comics digitally, DRM free, in whatever file type you choose, like a CBZ, CBR. That is huge for me. I am going to support the shit out of it. I've bought like one comic on Comixology and I still don't like it, so I stopped. But with Image and what they're doing that way, oh, I'm so happy about that. You should also check out Undercover Unitards at undercoverunitards.com. They recently had an interesting interview with a musician whose name I can't remember, but it was a good interview. You should check that out. And also the Grand Am Unleashed podcast at, I double checked because I keep saying this and it is some like crazy URL. That's not grandam.com. It's like GNLRDWCYFLK. No, it's nothing like that. It's something else though. I'm going to go find it out for you because I know you want me to find it out for you right now. And it is gara-fans.com/2010_GAUL. That's why I never give you the actual URL. Cause even then you're not going to remember any of that. You're like, how do I spell Gara? How do I spell fans? How do I spell a dash? Is it Sonic Dash? No. But those are some podcasts you should check out. All the links will be in the post. So that's a lot. I would really recommend just using those links than trying to, you know, type them out yourself. What the hell is this? This is the dumbest idea I ever had. Why am I doing this podcast? Do you even really want to hear me 4 days a week in addition to Pixelated Radio? No, the answer is no. I'm not even going to let you think about that. The real answer is no. So this is where I say goodbye. What the hell? Oh, yeah, it's talking about the heat. That's what this episode was about. The heat. I'm on fire. And you know what's going to happen when I'm on fire? You know what happens if people are on fire? They get fired. And I'm firing myself. Because why do you want to listen to this? I'm out of here. Help me buy a camera, please. This is the worst. I hate shopping for cameras. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye, horses.
I'm not tucking it in.
How do you say, groovy? How do you say, de gorgeous? Ooh la 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 la. How do you say, delight, 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 delight?
We're going to dance. We're going to dance. We're going to dance and have some fun.
Don't forget, groove is in the heart, and delight has definitely been known to smoke. On stage, that is.
D.
de-groove me.